and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. So call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and Dare to Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, Dare to Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this very frigid Tuesday morning, 7:26 below, wind chill to minus 15. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Police Sergeant Dominic Vortherms, talking about the Public Safety Citizens Academy coming up. Dominic, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just a little chilly.
Dominic, thanks for joining us here today. We are, the way it sounds, Matt Luter, who is with the Emporia Fire Department, has arrived, and we'll try to get him in the conversation here in just a little bit. Before we get Matt on the air with us here, can you tell us a little bit about the Public Safety Citizens Academy and really what got this idea started here?
Well, the Citizens Academy has been going on for quite some time, but I think the reason we started it was really to connect with our community members, you know, have a lot of transparency in what agencies do, and also showcase some of the intricate details that we work every day as first responders, via the fire EMS services from the police department and even the sheriff's office, really to give the chance to community members to partake in some of the activities or some of the trainings that we may do.
Dominic, for you, this is probably, I mean, you've been with the Emporia Police Department now for a number of years. So a lot of the things that you're going to be, you know, kind of displaying here for us is going to be, for you, pretty well old hat. But I guess maybe what has you excited about getting this information here to the public, those that are attending, and giving them that kind of behind-the-curtain look at what you guys do on a daily basis?
You know, I think it builds a bond between us and those academy members that we have come through. You know, not only do they understand what we do on a daily basis or may have to do, they can kind of understand that, you know, in the stressful situations or just this high-intensity stuff that we deal with, not every day, but some days, and the decisions we have to make very quickly to try to save lives. So I think that's really big, is that bond we have. And maybe we can... You know, if you didn't like the police or you had some angst about what we do, maybe you could learn more about that and take that away too.
And how big are the class sizes here, Dominic?
We're still taking applications currently online. I'd like to have around 15 people. I think that's a pretty good size for instructors for the 12-week academy. It gives a little bit one-on-one time if you needed it or you had more questions. We get a lot more answered that way with the smaller class.
Understood. We're going to bring Matt Luter on here in just a second, but Dominic, before we get Matt situated, what are some of the different points that you really want to, I guess, maybe focus on when it comes to police department work here through the Citizens Academy?
You know, I really like to emphasize, like, the equipment and some of the training we do. A big one we do every year is a shoot, don't shoot scenario, where that academy member has to make a decision with a threat approaching them. What's the best course of action here? Are they armed? Are they going to hurt me or somebody else? I have to make that decision because I think that really puts them in our shoes on, you know, a terrible situation. And that makes somebody think really quick, like, oh, am I mentally prepared to do this job? Am I physically prepared? You know, am I ready to make that decision? I think that is one of the things I like to watch, you know, and I think they get a great sense of, wow, you guys have to go through that, and that's a whole lot to process very quickly, and I think that's kind of interesting to watch when they're done with that.
All right. We do have the fire department represented here this morning. Matt Luter is in studio. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Ours. How about yourself?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time. Thanks for braving the cold out there this morning.
Absolutely.
Good to have you here. So let's talk about the fire department's involvement in Public Safety Citizens Academy. What might these folks be learning from the Emporia Fire Department, Matt?
So we're just going to be taking them through the different kinds of operations we do. We're going to mostly concentrate on the fire side, but we're also going to have a day dedicated towards EMS and rope rescue and vehicle extrication, all the other duties that we have that a lot of people don't associate with the fire department.
Speaking of that, Matt, you're the fire department's training officer. Maybe you can kind of give us a sense of some of the work that you're doing on a daily basis that may fold into the Citizens Academy, and some of the stuff that just basically you're doing just on a general basis that may not get into the Citizens Academy here later.
So, like, the stuff that I've planned for the Citizens Academy is stuff that we've set up for the kind of the initial education of our new hires and the simpler scenarios that someone can do without several hours worth of training on the different evolutions.
So how much time will folks spend with the fire department then?
I believe we got 4 weeks.
You got 4 weeks?
Yeah.
So four separate classes then basically is what we're looking at?
That's right.
All right, and training obviously is a big part of what you do always at the fire department, isn't it?
It is.
So, I mean, how much time do you spend on training out there?
We'll do, it kind of varies by month based on whether we can get outside and actually get hands-on stuff. Like, we don't exactly want to be out playing with water right now, but we shoot for a couple hours worth of training in all the different topics a month.
Gotcha. How about you, Dominic, when it comes to Emporia Police, and we don't have a Lyon County Sheriff's Office representation on this, but I think this would probably stand for them as well. How much time are you spending in training methods and training matters versus maybe doing the paperwork or out on the street?
You know, every month at the police department, we do 4 hours of training in-house. You know, so that'd be firearms, medical training, Narcan training, anything of that nature, car strops, defensive tactics. We're doing 4 hours of that, and then most of us all have some kind of ancillary duty, like if you're an SRT member on the drone team, we're getting extra training for that, and then we always have at least 40 hours annually for all our officers to get. So we do a lot of training.
Well, it's a great opportunity for folks to get a firsthand look at what you go through, you know, in some certain cases. Matt, given the weather situation that we've had here recently, I know we've had one specific fire that was very difficult for the fire department to deal with due to the extreme cold temperatures. And what about navigating road conditions like this? Does that make it difficult, too, because things were not very nice around here on the roads for quite some time?
It definitely slows our response down quite a bit trying to get to the scenes. I mean, our larger apparatus are all rear-wheel drive. We do have chains that will drop down and help us if we start slipping, but we definitely have to slow it down quite a bit.
Yeah.
So. And Dominic, on your side, too, I mean, we've been in and out of phase two crash reporting with way it seems pretty much all month now. How did that particular process go for you guys, and what hazards does the cold winter weather provide you versus maybe other forms of weather later on in the year?
You know, I think the biggest thing, getting everybody to take a second, slow down, take a couple extra minutes to get to work or where they're going, just with the road conditions, and that's big. You know, I really preach a lot of being safe in your car, you know, having a blanket or extra gloves in case something happens, you do get stuck or something like that, that you can stay warm if the car shuts off. But on our response times, they were slower. Obviously, we have all-wheel drive Durangos to get around, but some of those side streets were pretty difficult to get through. We made it through, but it was just a little bit slower than we normally would, and the crash reporting is always different when we have so many accidents that we're asking people just to exchange insurance information and document it.
Matt, what is the mood of the fire department right now? Is there some excitement that new fire station number one is going to be coming down the road here soon?
Yeah, everyone's been watching the progress across the street quite a bit.
I'll bet. What is that going to mean for you when that's all done here with within the next year? Because I know we've reported on some of the benefits that's going to provide when it comes to space. But from a firefighter's perspective, how important is the space for equipment and then the space for personnel as part of that?
And this is something that the Citizens Academy is going to see, just how tightly packed we have everything in. I mean, the Station 1 was built in the 40s and designed for smaller apparatus, so they're going to be able to do their day-to-day tasks a lot easier. We'll have some dedicated training space, so we'll be able to get out and practice drills without everyone having to go out to Station 2 and be on the training grounds. So.
All right. Yeah, fortunate there. And, Dominique, back to the Citizens Academy. When does it start, and when will you need these entries, or I guess applications in?
I believe we're trying to get all the applications in by mid-February, and then we will start the first day at Fire Station 2. I believe on March 5th is the opening day for Team Red.
There you go. And the way it sounds, too, is that folks can register either through the city's website, emporiacast.gov, or they can go straight to the city's Facebook page and find the link and go that way to register as well. So, and we did want to remind folks, too, that not only is Emporia Fire and Emporia Police going to be involved with this, but the Lyon County Sheriff's Office is also going to have its own presentations or conjunction presentations here with the Emporia Police Department. Is that correct here, Dominic?
Yes, there'll be 4 weeks with the police department, and there's an additional 4 weeks with the sheriff's office. And we do work in connection and conjunction with each other on some of our training topics. I know there's a couple in-house that are a little different, like when you get a tour of the PD is different than taking a tour of the sheriff's office or the detention facility. But we work hand-in-hand. They have some great instructors that will be out there. I know Zach Schaefer's currently moved to the jail captain. He's working on those aspects. And I know there's going to be a little bit more detention, as kind of we talked maybe too this year, and then we haven't had in years past, but it should be pretty fun.
Okay. Matt, anything else you wanted to add here this morning before we wrap things up?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Dominic, okay. Anything you wanted to add?
No, I mean, if you're interested in seeing what any of, you know, the first responders do, you know, fire, the sheriff's office, or the police department, you know, apply, you know, see what's it about, or get a hold of one of us and we can kind of talk to you about it, or look at some of the other Facebook videos we posted from about a year ago. You'll kind of see what some of the activities you may be able to partake in.
Matt, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for coming in, Matt.
Good luck with the academy. Yeah, Matt Lunardy.
Thanks, guys.
Emporia Fire. Dominique, thanks. Appreciate it, as always.
Thanks,
Dominique Wortherm, sergeant with the Emporia Police Department, on our Primetime Newsmaker here this morning.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, very easy to do so. Just call us, 620-342-1400. Email kvoe@kvoe.com. We do have Fridays open, but that may well be gone by the time we chat again here tomorrow morning. Speaking of tomorrow, our Newsmaker guest is Terry Summey, because we'll be talking about the Emporia Sertoma Club's 100th anniversary dinner.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 7:33, 6 below. Good morning. We'll check the weather next.
Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, January 25th and 26th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia. Military collections of